I was driving down the road today, Ethan, picking up my kid from, or dropping him off from, coming back from preschool of some sort.
Yeah.
Dropping off or picking up, can't remember. And on I-215, there was one of those UDOT signs, you know, one of the general information boards.
Yes.
And it said, today is Columbus Day. Discover your turn signal. So we all got
I saw that.
So I looked around. I was like, hey. But it was just me in the car. I'm all, ha, ha. Anyway, we got trolled a little bit by UDOT, but also reminded that it would be nice to use our turn signal every so often. And I thought, oh, yeah, today is Columbus Day. Now, when I was a kid in elementary school, we got the day off.
Yeah.
I didn't live in Utah, but we got the day off of Columbus Day. Now, I know that fall break is coming up, and so it would be weird to have a Monday off and then the end of the week off as well. But
sure.
I will say that in my mind, the Columbus Day thing – as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, you know what is probably going to happen? I'm going to see about 10 articles today about how Indigenous Day should be what it's called. And
ding,
Ethan,
ding, ding.
It's exactly what happened. I got online today and started to go, oh, okay, yeah. Everybody started to jump into this thing, and it's gotten more and more of some steam in the last few years. And Seattle and Minneapolis last year officially stopped calling it Columbus Day in those cities. Now, it's a federal holiday, but those cities are choosing to call it officially in their cities Indigenous Day.
Yeah.
And so as I looked at it, I mean, it still recognizes Columbus Day, but there are dozens of cities now across the United States that only recognize it as Indigenous People Day. And every year, support for change on this holiday comes from groups like this one.
Columbus committed heinous crimes
against the indigenous peoples of the Caribbean
and millions of natives throughout the Americas.
And Columbus set the stage for the slave trade in the New World.
So please, please reconsider if this is a man you want to honor.
Reconsider if you want to celebrate the crimes of Columbus.
It's not your fault.
It happened a long time ago.
But remaining neutral
and pretending like it didn't happen
or that it doesn't still impact us today.
So please
take the day to learn the whole story.
Celebrate the people who were here first.
Petition for a nationally recognized Indigenous holiday.
So there you go, Ethan. I want you to just let that guilt soak in for a minute.
Well,
take some time, Ethan, take some time to learn about the real history of it. As we were growing up, and one of the stars of every history book in elementary school was Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
And all of these strange things. I mean, one of the things that I remember, like in eighth grade, my teacher going, hey, who remembers the story about how when Columbus was, you know, goes and is pitching his idea to go, you know, find a quicker route to India, that everybody back then thought the world was flat. And we were all like, yeah. And my eighth grade teacher's like, that was nobody back then thought that. Anybody who was educated, I mean, people nowadays will still be like, no, no, there's like the Flat Earth Society or whatever that's like trolling everyone. But there is, I mean, back then, I mean, the Romans knew about it 2,000 years ago. So every once in a while, something trickles down and the history gets sort of
conveniently redone
in some way.
Reobserved, reinterpreted.
But when I hear that, for example, and that to see the video, it's got people from every race. It's got Native Americans. It's got African Americans. It's got Asian Americans in this video. They've got all sorts of races. They've got white people in the video who are saying all these different things. And it makes you look at it, Ethan, and go, boy, we are terrible people. Maybe we've been honoring the wrong people. I always just went, well, hold on a minute. I thought Leif Erikson was the first person to discover America. Well, hold on a minute. Weren't there people 14,000 years before Columbus showed up?
Lots of people cruised past. Now, Columbus kind of opened this flood of European trade.
Right.
And so he kind of ushered in an important epic. But, yeah, lots of people had been there. But I'll tell you, I don't think it's about guilt. I don't feel guilty for Columbus. I live in 2015. I don't feel guilty for Columbus. I wasn't anywhere near it. But what I think, if there's something that we should feel guilty about, it is being
naive to the situation.
No, not naive, but being dishonest with our history.
Okay.
I think that's what we ought to feel bad about. And we've done that in a lot of ways. And we have, and we're just starting to kind of right the wrongs that have occurred as we have rewritten our history from the perspective of victors over bad people. We were victorious over the bad Native Americans. You know what I mean? And that's a kind of a recent thing. And so our history is still very much that narrative of how we conquered these people. And it was important to do that. And it was important to civilize them. And they were savages. And, that was the perspective that we had. And we're only just now kind of getting past that. And part of that is understanding Christopher Columbus's actual place in history, what was actually done versus not done, because for so long, the narrative that we had around Christopher Columbus was exclusively one of the United States being a, you know, just lying in wait for the Europeans to come and save them.
Right.
Then the Europeans were unfairly attacked and they had to defend themselves. And we finally conquered these people, and now we can all live peacefully. That was kind of the narrative we've been running with, and I'm glad that we're setting it aside. But honestly, it takes time, right? And Christopher Columbus was just the latest casualty. Not that you can't still recognize the guy, right? What he did took an amazing amount of courage. He was persuasive. He was persistent. He was turned down innumerable times, and finally got backing in Spain, came over here multiple times. He was courageous. He was determined. In a lot of ways, he can be a great example. But we also have to be realistic about some other things as
You're
well.
You're the history guy, too. So all right, I'm going to take a break. I'll take your opinion on this and give a little bit more weight to it.